ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So today is very auspicious day. It is the disappearance day of Srila Sanatan Goswami. It's also called Guru Purnima. To speak on the life and teachings of Srila Sanatan Goswami, an exalted Paramahamsa Vaishnava, is not possible for a conditioned soul like myself, struggling with material desires. So I take the blessings of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees and all the acharyas like a small child trying to speak something very high. I make some feeble attempt for my purification, because to speak about the acharyas is very purifying. One receives the mercy of the acharyas by hearing about them or by glorifying them, especially on days like this when it is appearance day and disappearance day. So the Lord appears from time to time, again and again, in this material world, and when he comes, his associates come with him. So Sanatan Goswami is one of the associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in Bangladesh, the Jessore district. These three brothers, Rupa, Sanatan and Anupam. Of course, originally their ancestral backgrounds were in Karnataka. The father of Sanatan Goswami's name was Kumara Dev, and his great grandfathers, they had some family dispute, and because of this family dispute, one of the brothers left Karnataka and went to what is now called Bangladesh, and this is where Śrīla Sanātana Goswāmī appeared. From the very beginning, Rūpa Goswāmī and Sanātana Goswāmī, they were very special personalities. Even before they met Lord Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, they knew the Shastras. They are very intelligent, very attractive and charming personality. And anyone who would even once meet them would become very much attracted and become very friends with them. So, at that time, Bengal was under the Muslim rule. There was a king named Nawab Hussain Shah. During the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he was a king. So this Nawab was very cruel, and he had actually been instrumental in breaking many temples, and he had done a lot of disservice to Vaishnavas. He was told by some of his close associates that this Rupa and Sanatana, at that time they were not known as Rupa Sanatana, this was the name given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time they were known as Santosha and Amar. So this Nawab was informed that if these two persons become your ministers, because they are from Hindu background, it will be very easy for you to control the Bengal, the Hindus in Hindus in Bengal. So he offered to Rupa and Sanatana the post of Prime Minister and Finance Minister, the two most important posts. Now in today's world, to become Prime Minister or Finance Minister, person would be willing to do anything. He is so happy to get such post. But Rupa and Sanatana immediately rejected, because they did not want to be part of this very cruel king, his associates. But the Nawab threatened them that if you do not accept this post, then I will torture the Vaishnavas more. So just for the purpose of protecting the devotees and for preventing Nawab from his atrocious activities, Rupa and Sanatana reluctantly accepted this post. So Sanatana Goswami, he became the Prime Minister, and Rupa Goswami became the Finance Minister. Their names were also changed. Like Sanatana Goswami was called Sakar Mallik, and Rupa Goswami was called Dabir Khas. This was a perverted reflection of initiation, the Muslim. So although they were, now they are staying in Ramkeli. Ramkeli is a place, very beautiful place actually. But at that time the Mughal king, Nawab Hussain Shah, he was staying there, and he had given them also very nice accommodations, palatial. But Rupa and Sanatana, secretly, just where they were staying, they had Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Kadamba trees, the complete atmosphere of Vrindavan, and they had deities of Madan Mohan. In this way they were in deep Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is ahetuki, apratihata. It does not depend on the physical situations. But they were simply waiting when we will get free from this materialistic duties. They were praying to Lord. And they wrote one letter to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So far they had not met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they had heard about his advent. And they knew from the Shastras that the Supreme Lord Krishna is going to appear in Navadvip in a golden complexion. So they wrote one letter. They wrote many letters actually. Finally they got one reply, a very small reply, like a coded reply. And in that Lord Chaitanya wrote to them that when a woman who is having a paramour, another person apart from her husband, she would do her duties, homely duties, so nicely that her husband does not suspect. Similarly, you should do your duties to the king so nicely so that he does not suspect that about your devotional service. So Rupa and Sanatana, they were engaged in their worldly duties, and in the evening they would have Krishna Katha, chanting of the holy names. And it so happened that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli, and that was the first meeting of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. The Madhya Lila describes this incident in great detail. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Vrindavan. And if you see from the geographical map, if somebody is going from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, there is no need to go to Mayapur or to go to Ramkeli. It's in a different direction, completely different. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this just because he wanted to meet Rupa and Sanatan and give them causeless mercy. So when the Lord started, he was alone with few people, then 100 people, then 1,000 people, then 10,000, then millions of people. And the Nawab got the news. So he asked his secretary, Keshav Khan, "I heard this one sannyasi named Shri Krishna Chaitanya is coming to our capital. I want to know more about him. What is his, who is he and what are his activities?" Now Keshav Khan, although this Khan was a title, but Keshav Khan was a Hindu, and he knew that if I tell this Muslim king about the actual status of Lord Chaitanya, then he may torture or he may try to inhibit the activities of the Lord. So he spoke a lie. He said, "Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Huh? He's just an ordinary sannyasi. There is no need to fear or worry about him. He just followed by a few dozen people." Nawab Hussain Shah became very furious. He chastised Keshav Khan and said, "What? This is a great offense. You are calling Shri Krishna Chaitanya an ordinary person. This is a great offense." Now this king had broken several temples and murdered Vaishnava. That was not an offense. But calling Shri Krishna Chaitanya an ordinary person. By the mercy of the Lord, even this king, who was a cruel person, got some idea of the glories of the Lord. He said, "My instructions are followed in my kingdom, but his instructions are followed in the entire universe. I have a few people who work under me. If I pay them, they will work. If I don't pay them, nobody will work. But this sannyasi, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, is not paying a penny to anyone, and lakhs of people are following him, and he is not making any arrangements for them. They themselves have to make. I think he is not ordinary person. What the Muslims call Khuda or Allah, what the Hindus call Krishna or Ishwara, that same person is advented as Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And I hereby declare that this sannyasi can go anywhere where he likes without any inhibitions. And if anybody tries to obstruct his movement, I will cut his head to pieces." Nawab was very famous for fulfilling such words. It's very cruel. Then, in the night time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they went to meet Lord Chaitanya. Purposefully they disguised themselves. They wore ordinary clothes, and with a straw, piece of straw between their teeth, that is a sign of humility, they fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prayed, "Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Dayamaya, Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahashaya." All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is Patita Pavana. "My Lord, you have come to deliver the most fallen, but there is nobody more fallen than us. We have heard that you have delivered Jagai and Madai and Navadip, but compared to us, Jagai and Madai are not at all sinful. They are much better than us. Jagai and Madai may have done some sinful activities, but we too are millions of times more degraded than them. Jagai and Madai never worked for malicious like we did, and they never left the holy town of Navadip. My dear Lord, for us to receive your mercy is like a dwarf trying to touch the moon. We have no hope. But my Lord, please, if you show us mercy, then your name will be known as Patita Pavana Gaurahari. If you do not show us mercy, it will be very difficult for you to find more fit candidates, because we are Patita, you are Patita Pavan. There is nobody more fallen than us. Here Rupa and Sanatan, our Acharyas, are revealing the secret of how to approach the Lord. This is what we should be praying before we begin our chanting. We should pray in a desperate condition. My Lord, I am the most degraded, I am the most fallen. I have no good qualification, I am lusty, angry, I am victim of all six defects. Bhakti Vinod Thakur would pray like this. And then we pray in a helpless state, I am very, very degraded. My only hope is your causeless mercy. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita that the secret of getting the mercy is, Prabhupada says in one sentence, the more fallen one is, the more his claim to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Adhikar, the claim. The more fallen one is, the more his claim or right to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So if I am thinking I am very nice devotee, I am attending every Mangal Arati, I am doing Nirjala Vrat, I am a very good devotee, so my Lord, since I am so good, please show me your mercy. The Lord will say, get lost, no hope. But if somebody says, my Lord, I am trying my best but still struggling, my mind is uncontrolled but I am struggling, I am begging, please my Lord, I am very degraded. Such consciousness will attract the mercy of the Lord. The same prayers which I just repeated from Rupa and Sanatan, similar prayers are told by Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More, Tomo Bina Ke Dayalu, Jagata Samsar, Patita Pavana Hetu, Tava Avatar, Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Paiveya. I am the most fallen. Same prayers. This praying in a mood of humility is the key to rapid spiritual advancement. It is the key for pure chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Sanatan Goswami especially, Lord Chaitanya chose him as the personality to teach us the quality of humility. Lord Chaitanya selected four devotees to illustrate four qualities, and he selected Sanatan Goswami to teach us how one should be humble, Haridas Thakur to teach us how one should be tolerant, Ramanand Rai to teach how to be dhira or sober, and Damodar Pandit to teach us how one should be completely non-political. So these qualities are exhibited in an unparalleled way. And humility is in Sanatana Goswami. Because humility is the beginning of devotional service. So we can pray today to Sanatana Goswami that give me a drop of humility. We say in our songs, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Koroye Dase Trina Peka Atihina. And the translation is that, oh Gurudev, please make me more humble than a blade of grass, so that I can chant the holy name in the proper frame of mind. So Sanatana Goswami exemplified this quality of being so humble. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would tell Sanatan, please control your humility. My heart breaks to see your humility. This is the reciprocation of the Lord and his loving devotees. So after Rupa and Sanatan offered these prayers, Lord Chaitanya immediately told them to get up. And he was actually about to touch his hand on their head, but they chose to put their head at the feet of the Lord. And the Lord said, you both are my eternal servants. From today, your name will be Rupa and Sanatan. I just came to Bengal for this purpose. Everyone is asking why I am going to Vrindavan through Bengal, but I came to deliver you. And then after this incident, Sanatana Goswami advised the Lord that please do not stay here for long, because this king, after all, now is in a good mood. but he is a mlecha. Anyone who is addicted to sinful activities or anybody who is a politician cannot be trusted. And the king had both of these qualities. He was a politician and he was a meat eater. So he should leave this place. It is not safe. And also Sanatan Goswami told him that if you are going to Vrindavan with thousands of people, it doesn't look proper. People will think you are a magician. You should go to Vrindavan alone or with one assistant. Lord Chaitanya heard their advice and he moved forward till another place called Kanai Natshala, a very famous place where Lord Chaitanya had first had darshan of Krishna when he was returning from Gaya during his, just after his first initiation. So in Kanai Natshala, Lord Chaitanya started reflecting on the advice of Sanatana Goswami. And he decided, yes, what Sanatana is saying, it makes sense. And he decided to postpone his Vrindavan visit and he came back to Jagannath Puri. Now Rupa and Sanatana were constantly monitoring where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going so that they could come to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he would visit Vrindavan. After some time, when they got the news that Lord Chaitanya is on his way to Vrindavan via Jharkhand, so Rupa Goswami immediately resigned from his job. Rupa Goswami had boatloads of wealth distributed to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and kept some for personal emergencies. He specifically kept some amount near a grocer near the place of Ramkeli because he knew that Sanatana Goswami may need help. Now Sanatana Goswami also wanted to resign, but he knew that the Nawab would not accept his resignation. So Sanatana Goswami, he pretended to be sick. He pretended that I am sick and he did not go to the court. Instead he was at home and he called some devotees and they were discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes we pretend to be sick to miss Bhagavatam. But here he was pretending to be sick and reading Bhagavatam. So he was discussing Bhagavatam and Nawab was very expert. He sent one physician, one doctor, and the doctor reported to him that Sanatana is in good health. So the Nawab came just without any notice. He came with few soldiers in a very angry mood and he said, Sanatana, what are you doing? I am going to go to Odisha and I need your help and you are sitting here reading Bhagavatam. My king, my doctor has told that you don't have any illness. Why are you pretending? Sanatana Goswami said very humbly, I will not be able to do this job anymore. You can find another minister. But the Nawab said, no, I will punish you. Sanatana Goswami told him, the Supreme Lord is a witness of all activities and he will punish people according to their karma. The king was angry and before leaving, he ordered that Sanatana Goswami should be arrested. Sanatana Goswami was put in jail. And from what I heard, he was in jail for almost 17 months. In Ramkeli, some of the remains of the kingdom are there. And this jail is also there. In the meanwhile, Rupa Goswami got the news that Sanatana Goswami is in jail. So he wrote a letter to Sanatana that I have kept some gold coins with one grocery store. Please take that money and give it as a bribe to the jailkeeper and Hare Krishna. You can leave. So Sanatana Goswami went to the jailkeeper and he spoke very sweet words. Previously, Sanatana Goswami was the prime minister and the jailkeeper was his under him. He was his employee. Now Sanatana is in jail. So he told the jailkeeper, Tumi jindapira mahabhagyavan. The word Pira means in Muslim language a very great soul or a Mahatma. And you know all the Quran literatures. Probably he had never opened the Quran. But just to get the work done, he spoke very sweet words. He says, you know all the scriptures. And actually if one releases somebody from suffering, the Supreme Lord becomes very pleased. And Srila Prabhupada uses this shloka to explain the importance of preaching. That if someone helps another to come out of this cycle of birth and death, then Krishna becomes very pleased. If we assist or help someone by distributing books or by inducing them to chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If we can induce even one person to chant sincerely, then Krishna becomes very pleased. And as Sanatana Goswami was saying, then he took out 5,000 gold coins and placed it before the jailkeeper. And just by seeing the gold coins, the jailkeeper's mercy became manifest. He became dayalu, merciful. He said, okay, I will release you, but I have one problem. The Nawab will come and he will ask me, where is Sanatan? And I cannot answer. What will I say? Sanatan said, you tell him that I went to the Ganga to pass to answer nature's call and I slipped in and we could not find. And here is 2,000 extra gold coins. Now he became Param Dayalu, yes. Mercy proportional to gold coins. You know. He said, yes, I will release you. So immediately broke the chains and Sanatan ran. He ran, purposefully ran in a different direction. Just so that, because he knew very soon the king will send soldiers to arrest him. And as he was running, he was with one assistant whose name was Ishan. And Ishan, for some safety reasons, had kept some 8 gold coins. So for 3 days they were running without any food or any time for sleeping. And then they came to a hotel. And this hotel keeper, he had an astrologer or a palmist who could tell that what money somebody is carrying. So this person told the hotel keeper that these two people, they are going, they are having 8 gold coins. Very dangerous. I hope nowadays people don't have such astrologers, you know, that you can make out what can. It's very risky. So, Sanatana Goswami went to the hotel keeper just to take some room, to take some rest. And he wanted help. Please show us the way how to get out of the jungle. So the hotel keeper was very kind, extraordinarily kind. He said, oh, please come, have a nice room, take something for cooking and what do you need? In Bengali, there is a proverb, Ati bhakti chorera lakshan. Too much devotion is a sign of a thief. And Sanatana Goswami had been a minister, so he knew diplomacy. He knew, dal mein kuch kala hai, something is wrong here. So he asked, Ishan, do you have some money? Ishan said, I have 7 gold coins. He wanted to keep one just for backup, you know. Said, I have got 7 gold coins. And Sanatan was angry. He said, why are you keeping this death nail around your neck? Give this money to the hotel keeper. So he gave 7 gold coins and told the hotel keeper, please take the money, but show me the way how to get out of this place. The hotel keeper was very happy. He said, actually, I was going to murder you after giving the room. Now you have given the money just like this. So I will not take the money and I will not murder you also. I am very happy. I will just take you out. No. Sanatana Goswami said, please take the money because if you don't take, somebody else will murder me for this. Because money is always problem. Dhanam janam problem. Na dhanam na janam no problem. You know? So, in any place, if the more one has wealth, the more risk it is. For holy name, there is no problem. You can chant 1 lakh, 2 lakh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In fact, today being Purnima, it's very auspicious to chant more and more for the pleasure of Sanatana Goswami. Or even Sanatana Goswami's Govardhan Shila, which was given to Sanatana Goswami in Radha Damodar Mandir. It's difficult, maybe difficult to go to Govardhan to do parikrama. If one can do that is good. Or at least one can do it here and offer prayers for Sanatana Goswami. Today is also eclipse evening time. And during that time we find in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela also when there was lunar eclipse, right? When Lord Chaitanya appeared and everyone was just chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. Please chant loudly, Hari, 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 Hari. Even the Hindus and the Muslims were also chanting Hari Hari. Just chant Hari, no more worry. So today we can also follow in their footsteps. In fact, at that time when the eclipse was going on, the Vaishnavas saw that even the non-devotees were chanting Hari Hari. So they were praying that let this eclipse last forever so that everybody can keep chanting Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Sanatan Goswami, he after he left the hotel, and then Ishan was with him, and then Sanatan again asked Ishan, "Do you still have any more gold coins?" And Sanatan said, "Yes, Ishan said, "I have one more gold coin." So Sanatan told that, "You take this gold coin and you go back. I don't want any person who is so attached to money to come with me." Now Sanatan was all alone. And this was not like nowadays, if you want to go from here to, you want to come to Vrindavan from Mayapur, there's highways are there, there are trains and flights. He had to go through the jungle, cross rivers, and there were dangerous animals. But Sanatan Goswami had the determination, some or other I must reach the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga, Gauranga. Like Raghunath Das Goswami also, same way he left his home and he also went through the jungles, walking for 12 days without proper food and shelter. Such determination is the price for attaining love for Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami says, Lavlyam api mulyat. What is the price? That greed, that intense greed, that in this birth I must attain perfection of life. We can also attain success if we follow in the footsteps of Sanatan Goswami, the determination. And as Sanatan Goswami was traveling, he came to Hajipur, where he met his brother-in-law, whose name was Shrikant. He was a very rich person. He said, "Sanatan, please stay here, take some rest." No, I am a prisoner who is running away. I cannot stay for a moment." And then Shrikant offered his new blanket. Finally, he reached Varanasi. He got the news that Lord Chaitanya is in Varanasi. He was waiting outside the home of Chandrasekhar. He was so humble, he didn't even knock. And Lord Chaitanya is a super soul. He told Chandrasekhar, "Outside there is a great devotee. Please call him inside, a sannyas." And then Chandrasekhar opened the door, but Sanatan was wearing black clothes and he was having big long hairs. He didn't look like a Vaishnav. So Chandrasekhar said, "There is no Vaishnav. There is just some Muslim fakir is there." Lord Chaitanya said, "Call him, whoever he is." So he opened the door and said, "Oh Muslim fakir, please come in." And Sanatan Goswami came in. Lord Chaitanya ran to embrace. Sanatan said, please don't touch me. I am very contaminated." And Lord Chaitanya spoke a very beautiful verse. He said, "The perfection of the eyes is to see a Vaishnava like you. The perfection of the sense of touch is to touch a devotee like you. And the perfection of the tongue is to glorify devotees like you. I am touching you for my purification." Lord Chaitanya told him to make him a gentleman because he had very long hairs to get shaved up. I remember in one lecture, Prabhupada was speaking in New York. He was saying that, "Lord Chaitanya has come to save you." So Prabhupada was speaking English with Bengali accent. Some devotees were confused. They said, "Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya has come to save us or shave us? What is correct?" So Prabhupada, first he said, "He has come to save you." And he saw there were many people with long hairs. He said, "Come, he has to come." So Srila Prabhupada said, "He has come to save you and also shave you." So Sanatan Goswami got himself shaved, and then somebody offered new clothes. He said, no, "I don't want new clothes. Just give me an old dhoti." And he tore that old dhoti into two parts. Prabhupada said, "This is renunciation. Tektva turnam ashesha mandalapati shrenim sadatu chavat bhutva dina ganeshaka karunaya kaupina kanthashita." Just few months back, he was a prime minister living in a king's palace. And now he is in wearing simple rags and doing madhukari from door to door. This is renunciation. Only a pure devotee can do like this. An ordinary person, if he is accustomed to royalty, opulence, would die if he is not given such facilities. But Sanatan Goswami is a true Vaishnava. Narayanam para sarvena kutuchin. Swarga pavarga narakeshu api tulyat darshana. For such a devotee, heaven or hell or Vaikuntha or anything, wherever they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Sanatan Goswami took a straw between his teeth, offered obeisances to Lord and started inquiring. Now here begins the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami. On the bank of Mother Ganga, which lasted for almost 2 months, Sanatana Goswami is asking questions and Lord Chaitanya is replying. Just like in Mahabharata, Arjuna is asking questions and Krishna is replying. Keyami kene jape tapatroye. I do not know who am I. Why are the threefold miseries inflicted upon me? Lord Chaitanya replied, Sanatana. Actually, one more thing Sanatana said. Gramya vyavare pandit kori mani apana hita hita kichu na jan. People call me a great pandit, a learned person, but I do not even know who I am. With a humble heart he approached the Lord. This is the qualification of a true disciple. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnaninastat. With utter humility, presenting one's heart as a blank slate, not claiming to know something. When one is in that mood of Sanatana, then one can receive transcendental knowledge from Supreme Lord and His devotees. So, Lord Chaitanya replied, Sanatana, you already know the answers to these questions, but you are asking for the interest of everyone else. Kayami, what is the first question? Who am I? Lord Chaitanya said, Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. The living entity is eternally a servant of the Lord. And then Lord Chaitanya explained how the threefold miseries are inflicted because the living being is forgotten Krishna and is suffering. Just like in previous days, a king would punish a criminal by taking him into deep water and he was almost on the point of drowning, and then he would be crying for help. He would be taken out for 1 second and he would feel, I am so happy. So in this material world, miseries are like this. One is suffering and just one comes out for 1 second, one feels, I am very happy. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained in detail the description of the spiritual world. He described the different avatars of the Lord. He described the process of devotional service. During this process, he explained that how the living being is suffering and he cannot be liberated by karma kanda or jnana kanda, but only by bhakti. Only by bhakti one can attain perfection of life. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained his famous verse, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Lord Chaitanya explained that even a moment's association of the devotee can bring one to perfection. And in this regard, he told the story of Mrigari, the hunter. You know, I think all of you may be knowing that story, that how there was a cruel hunter who was torturing animals. But when he came in contact with Narada Muni, Narada Muni advised him that you should not do such activities. And then Narada Muni told him to break his bow. That means to give up this profession. And Mrigari had faith in Narada Muni. He gave up his hunting and he was just residing on the bank of the river and chanting Hare Krishna. Many, many people would come and offer food and maintenance to this cruel hunter. And one day it so happened that when Narada Muni was coming from a different place, he was coming, he saw him in the sky and Mrigari wanted to offer obeisances. But then he saw there were some ants. So he very carefully moved the ants before he offered his pranam. And it is explained, this is the effect of association of a divine person like Narada Muni. Even a cruel hunter who was torturing the animals was unwilling to cause even a little pain to an ant. This is called Sadhu Sangha, the effect of Sadhu Sangha. Lord Chaitanya also told this very beautiful story of the opulence of Krishna, of how once Lord Brahma went to meet Krishna in Dwarka. And when Krishna got the message, he asked the messenger, please ask, Kona Brahma Aila, which Brahma has come? So when our local Brahmaji with four heads, he heard this, he was shocked. He said, Kona Brahma Aila, is there any other Brahma apart from me? You think I am the only Brahma? So, he said, okay, please tell Krishna that the four-headed Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, has come. Then Krishna said, yes, let him come in. And Brahma offered his pranams. And Lord Krishna asked him, is everything okay in the universe? Brahmaji said, I will answer later on. But first tell me, you said which Brahma? Is there any other Brahma apart from me? And just by the indication of the Lord, Krishna called, there was Brahmas, there was 10-headed Brahma, 1,000-headed Brahma, There was one Brahma with 10 million heads. Hare Krishna. I'm just thinking, suppose he is there in one city, how much traffic jam it would create? 10 million, if it just takes a U-turn, it's just inconceivable. Materialistic people cannot understand how Lord's creation is so vast. And then all the Brahmas offered pranam to Krishna. And Krishna asked them, is everything all right? Yes, everything all right. Then they said, is there any service? No, I just wanted to see you all together. And our Brahmaji with four heads, he was feeling embarrassed, like a rabbit in front of elephants, assembly of elephants. And then Brahma understood that I am nothing. There are so many Brahmas, so many creations. After instructing, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on told Sanatana Goswami that among all the process of devotional service, the most important is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Taramade Sarvashreshta Nama Sankirtan, Niraparade Namalaye Pai Premadhan. That among all the processes of bhakti, the most important is the chanting of the holy name. And by nirapara, by offenseless chanting of the holy name, one can attain prema, Krishna prema, which is the goal of life. In the description of the process of devotional service, Lord Chaitanya explained that if somebody just says once, Krishna, I am yours, from this day I surrender unto you. Krishna toma bale yadi bole ek bar. Even if once, let us today in front of Gaur Nitai and Radha Shyam Sundar pray, oh my Lord, I am yours. I surrender unto you. And Lord Chaitanya says that if one once prays like this, Krishna will never abandon him. Even if he does the most degraded activities, Krishna will bring him back. And this Lord Chaitanya quotes one verse from the Ramayana, the story of Vibhishan. When Vibhishan abandons Ravan and joins Lord Ramchandra's party in Rameshwaram. So Lord Ramchandra, before accepting him, asked the opinion of all the monkeys, Hanumanji, Sugriva, Nala, Neela, Jambavanta, should we accept Vibhishan or not? So Sugriva is very skeptical. Sugriva says, No, in my opinion, we should not accept. Because after all, he has given up Ravan and come here. Maybe he is a spy. He is finding out how our military formations, and he will report it to the other side. So we should not accept. Then one of the other monkeys said, we should give him some service and observe his behavior and then take a decision. And then they asked Hanumanji. Hanumanji said, I have observed him earlier also. From his behavior, from his movements, I can understand that he is sincere. We should immediately accept him. This was all the opinion of all the monkeys, VMC, the Vanar Management Committees. And then finally, Lord Ramchandra gave his decision. He said, I accept Vibhishan without a doubt. But still Sugriva was worried. Sugriva, again he tried to stop Lord Ram. He said, no, we should not accept. Because he is coming from Ravan. He's left Ravan and come here. Maybe he'll leave us and again go back to the same party. Then Lord Ramchandra spoke that famous verse. He said, Sugriva, do you doubt my power? Do you not know who I am? With a single touch of my finger, I can destroy the whole universe and then again recreate. Do you not know my power? You are afraid of this Ravan. And then Lord Ram spoke that famous verse. Sakrideva prapanna tavasmeti yachate. If somebody even once says, O Ram, or O Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Radhasham, I am yours. I surrender unto you. I will never abandon that devotee. I will never abandon. Vibhishan is a Vaishnava, he has come. What to speak of Vibhishan? Even if Ravan, that evil Rakshasa who kidnapped my wife, even if Ravan comes and takes shelter of me, I will never abandon him. Such is the mercy of the Lord. He never abandons his devotee. We are so fortunate that by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have come to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And we should try never to leave the Lord. But accidentally, when some devotee falls away, still the Lord brings him back. We have seen in so many cases. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavan and find out the lost places of Vrindavan, build temples and teach by example of how Vaishnava should behave. It was here that Sanatana Goswami, during Madhukari, he was doing Madhukari and he went to Gokul, and then Madan Mohan appeared. Madan Mohan was being served by one Brahmana. Later on, Lord indicated to the Brahmana that now I would like to be with Sanatana Goswami. So Madan Mohan came to accept the service. Sanatana said, I don't have anything, I don't have a fixed place of residence. Lord said, I will accept. So Sanatana Goswami would offer simple bati, some flour mixed with water, heated like bati, without any salt. And then one day the Lord asked, Sanatana, you are giving me this dry bati, please give some salt. Sanatana said, now you are asking salt, then you will ask sugar, I have to write books. So then Lord did that entire leela, you know the story of one boat was caught up in the Yamuna, and by Sanatana prayers the boat was saved. And that same merchant built that beautiful Madan Mohan temple, also some salt was given. Later on, Sanatana Goswami went to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya the second time. And during this visit, Sanatana Goswami contracted some disease. He drank some water, and because of that contaminated water, he had itching sores. And he was thinking, I have heard that the residence of Lord Chaitanya is a little far away, and if I go there, Lord will embrace me. I think I should better commit suicide. I will go to Jagannath Puri, and during the Rath Yatra, when the Lord's chariot comes out, I will fall down, and in this way I will attain an auspicious destination. He was thinking like this. Then he came to Siddha Bakul. Because Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were not allowed inside the Jagannath Puri temple. So whenever Sanatana Goswami would go to Puri, he would stay at Siddha Bakul, the residence of Haridas Thakur. So here, in this conversation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing his love for Sanatana Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami came, Lord Chaitanya was so happy and he wanted to embrace him, but Sanatana was running away. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later on, actually, I'll just go a little bit behind. Sanatana Goswami was thinking that I will commit suicide. And just a few days later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Sanatana and he said, Sanatana, deha tyag yadi Krishna paye, just by giving up one's body, if we can attain Krishna, then I would give up my body millions of times. Deha tyag Krishna nahi paye, Krishna paye bhajan. Krishna cannot be attained by deha tyag, by giving up body, but simply by bhajan. Not bhojan, but bhajan. Bhajan means chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Lord Chaitanya chastised Sanatana. Acts such as suicide are by the mode of passion and ignorance. Give up this nonsensical mentality. Kubuddhi chadiya kara shravana kirtan. Give up this kubuddhi and to engage in hearing and chanting. And then he spoke that famous verse that it is only by bhajan. Taramade sarvashreshta nama sankirtan niraparade namalai paye premadhan. That of the 9 process of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name. If one does so without offenses, he will attain the treasure of love of Krishna. And Prabhupada gives a very elaborate purport. He is quoting from Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Actually, Brihat Bhagavatamrita is another great literature written by Sanatana Goswami. He wrote many, many wonderful books while he was in Govardhan. That reminds me of a story. When he was in Govardhan writing books, there were a lot of mosquitoes. He was staying near Chakleshwar Mahadev, one of his bhajan kutir. So he was thinking, I should give up this place because it's not convenient. But Lord Shiva, Chakleshwar Mahadev, wanted his association. So he told Sanatana Goswami, don't leave this place. No, there are too many mosquitoes. You know, just give me 2 days time. So Sanatana, then Lord Shiva called the CEO of all the mosquitoes and told them that from tomorrow no mosquitoes should go there. Even now, many times I have gone to Govardhan and I have slept on the bank of Mansi Ganga. There are no mosquitoes. Some special, you know, like we are pollution free, mosquito free area. Very nice place. Actually, there is another story which Prabhupada mentions, is that once Rupa Goswami is elder brother of Sanatan Goswami, and also Rupa Goswami would consider Sanatan as his spiritual master. So on Sanatan Goswami's appearance day, Rupa Goswami wanted to prepare some kheer, but he had no rice, no sugar and milk. So how will he make kheer? And one very beautiful gopi came and said, Baba, Baba, take this rice, take this milk. And he made this nice kheer and he offered it to Krishna and gave it to Sanatan. Sanatan said, oh, this is amazing. Oh, where did you get all the ingredients from? Then some Mataji came and when he described the beauty, Sanatan said, oh, this is Radharani. What are you doing? We are supposed to serve Radha and Krishna and you are making me take service from Radha and Krishna. This is not good. But anyway, the kheer is so good. Please taste it. Rupa Goswami said, this kheer is very good. We should not take service. But that kheer, because it was Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, likes to serve is her devotees. So Sanatan Goswami is a very dear devotee. Sanatan Goswami had bhajan kutir in Nandagram also, in Govardhan and in Vrindavan. And he would perform Govardhan Parikrama every day. And the one we do is 21 kilometers, but he would do 28 kilometers. And when he became very old, so Lord Krishna told him that, do you not do Govardhan? No, no, I don't want to stop. So Shyam Sundar himself, he played his flute on the Giriraj and one of the Shilas melted. That Shila with the lotus footprints of the Lord was handed over to Sanatan Goswami. Lord said, you can do the parikrama of this four times, that's as good as Govardhan parikrama. There are many such merciful shortcuts in Braj also. If you cannot do this and you get the same result. Sanatan Goswami was so popular among the Brajavasis that when he would go from house to house and he would ask how are the crop production. Sometimes husbands and wives, they would have quarrel. That's an eternal truth. So they would report to Sanatan Goswami, and what the husband would speak and the wife would speak, he would hear both parties, and whatever decision he would give, they would both accept. And he was traveling from one village to another, he was about to leave. Some of them would say, please stay here for 2-3 days more, and he would stay 2-3 days more. He was such a loving father to all the Brajavasis. Therefore, the day when he left, today, all the Brajavasis, they shaved up. It's called Mudiya Purnima. The head is shaved up. Sanatan is like the guru of the whole Braja Dham. That's why it's called Guru Purnima. It's getting time. I'll just conclude in 5-10 minutes. Sanatan Goswami, after Braj, for some time he went to Jagannath Puri. And when he was in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him that instruction, that give up this desire for committing suicide. Better you chant the holy name. And Sanatan Goswami told the Lord, my dear Lord, I am completely unqualified. You are all knowing, past, present, future. And I am just like an instrument. I am a katputli. I am a puppet in your hand. You can make me loud. You can make me dance the way you want. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told Sanatan, you have surrendered to me. Your body is my property. If you have surrendered to me, how can you destroy another man's property? Once you have given your body to me, you have no right to commit suicide. Your body is my principal instrument for doing so much service in Vrindavan Dham. I want to go to Vrindavan, but I am unable to go because of the instruction of my mother. I want to build temples. I want to find out the lost holy places. And what I am unable to do, I want to do through you. And you are thinking of committing suicide. How can I tolerate this? Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema. You have to explain people what is Krishna Bhakti, how to attain Krishna Prema, and write books. Nija Priya Sthana Mora Vrindavan Mathura. Lord is saying, my very dear abode is Mathura Vrindavan. And Prabhupada writes in the purport the glories of Mathura and Vrindavan, that how fortunate it is to stay in Vrindavan and Mathura. Most of you are staying here. It's a great mercy of Srimati Radharani. So I want to do all service there. I want to do through you. But you want to give up your body. Sanatan said, actually, my Lord, I cannot understand your plan, but I know that I am your puppet. Just at that time, Haridas Thakur was watching all this. Lord Chaitanya told, Haridas, just see this man's behavior. He wants to destroy another man's property. It is not proper. Once he has surrendered to me, he has no right to think of suicide. And Haridas Thakur smiled and said, my Lord, we are falsely proud of our abilities, but we cannot know anything unless you inform us. But now I can understand, my Lord, that Sanatana Goswami is so great. You have accepted that his body is your property. And you want to accomplish so many wonderful things in Vrindavan through him. So in this way, Lord was glorifying. And he embraced both and left. Now please hear the conversation between Sanatana and Haridas. What is their response? After the Lord leaves, then Haridas Thakur said to Sanatana, just see your fortune. Lord Chaitanya has said that your body is his property and nobody is so fortunate as you. What Lord Chaitanya cannot do personally, he wants to do through you. That's a great fortune. But as far as I am concerned, my body is useless. He didn't speak about me like this. I have taken birth in India, but there is not much use. Then Sanatana replied, he said, Haridas, who can be more fortunate than you? You are most fortunate. Lord Chaitanya has come to distribute the holy name and he has made you the Namacharya. So you are the supreme fortunate. Pratidina kare tume teena laksha nama sankirtan. Every day you are chanting 3 lakhs holy name and you are distributing and preaching the glories of the holy name. And now this is a very important verse. Apana achar kare keho na kare prachar. Some people, they behave very nicely but do not preach. Some preach very nicely but do not behave properly. But you, Haridas Thakur, achar prachar tumi dui kara. You are doing both. So you are fit to be Jagat Guru. You are fit to be the Guru of the entire world. Prabhupada says, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee. You are always chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once Lord Chaitanya called Sanatana for prasad, and Sanatana came running. There were 2 ways to reach. One way was through the main path, through the next to the Jagannath temple, where it was very cool with nice trees. But the other way was from the sea beach, which was very hot. It was like if anybody would go there, his feet would have blisters. But Sanatana Goswami came running through the sea beach, and when Lord Chaitanya asked him, Sanatana, why did you come from this way? Why could not come from that cool place near Jagannath temple? Sanatana, in his unparalleled humility, he replied, my Lord, there are many pujaris near the Jagannath temple, and if they were to accidentally see me or touch me, they would become contaminated. Lord Chaitanya immediately replied, he said, Sanatana, he was so happy, Lord Chaitanya said, Yadyapi tumi hao jagat pavana, toma dekhe pavitra hoye deva muni gana. You are jagat pavan, even the demigods become purified just by seeing you. But tathapi bhakta swabhav maryada rakshan. You chose to observe the etiquette of not disturbing the Jagannath temple etiquette. This is your greatness. Maryada rakshan is sadhura bhushan. Observance of Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again embraced Sanatana Goswami. Actually, this time the complete disease vanished and the body of Sanatana Goswami became cured. Previously, Lord Chaitanya was telling Sanatana and Haridas Thakur, you two both are like my children. And this pus coming out of your body, although it may seem materially very dirty, but because you are a devotee, if I were to distinguish between good and bad, I would be in material consciousness. He explained that you are like my child and I am like a mother. When the child passes stool or urine, the mother takes great pleasure in cleansing the body of the child. Similarly, for me, I am like your mother and father. So even though there is pus oozing out of your body, I feel great pleasure in embracing you. Like a mother feels great pleasure in cleaning the body of the child. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had interesting leelas in Jagannath Puri with Sanatan Goswami. In fact, Jagadananda Pandit, Lord Sanatan was so humble, he would go for advice even from junior devotees. Jagadananda was relatively junior. He told Jagadananda, Lord is embracing me, what should I do? Jagadananda said, why are you in Jagannath Puri? Go to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya told you to go to Vrindavan. Yes, I will follow your advice. So next day, Sanatan Goswami went to Lord Chaitanya and said, I think I should go to Vrindavan because I asked Jagadananda. He has given me good advice. Lord Chaitanya became very angry on Jagadananda. He says, Kalakarya Batuva Jaga Aiche Garvi Haila. He is a small child. He is so impudent. Tomara Updesh Karila Lagila. He is so impudent. He is trying to instruct you. You are fit to be my guru. Many times I take advice from you. And this devotee who is like a newborn child, he is trying to instruct you. You know. Then Sanatan Goswami, how did he take this? He didn't say, oh yes, I am a great devotee, Jagadananda is very small. He says, my Lord, you are giving chastisement to Jagadananda, that is like Amrita. And for me, you are giving praise, that is like Nimba and Nishinda, like neem juice. So for a pure devotee, praise is like very bitter and chastisement is like nectar. Generally, when we are praised, we are flying in the sky, Hari Bol. It's such a nice lecture, you know, very nice. Somebody chastises me, oh, he does not like me, there's politics going on here also, you know. But a pure devotee, when he sees himself praised, he feels so morose. And when he sees other devotees glorify, he is joyful. Like you find in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami is explaining how Narad Muni is going from one devotee to another, saying, you are a great devotee. Indra is a great devotee. Indra says, I am not a great devotee. You know, I did so much offense. You did not read Bhagavatam. I tried to kill the Brajavasis. Then Indra sends him to Brahma. Brahma is a great devotee. And Brahma says, I am a great devotee. I give such benedictions to Asuras. And the Lord kills Asuras. And then he calls me and says, oh, four-headed one, don't give benedictions like this again. Great devotee is Lord Shiva. So he goes to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva says, I am not a great devotee. If you want to know who is a great devotee, I am sometimes fighting against Krishna. In the pastimes of Banasur, I was fighting against Krishna. I am not a great devotee. Great devotee, if you want to know, go to Prahlad. He is a great devotee. So Narad Muni goes to Prahlad and you are a great devotee. No, I am not a great devotee. I am just remembering Krishna. But what practical service am I doing? You go to Hanumanji. He is a great devotee. So he goes to Hanumanji. And Hanumanji says, I am a great devotee. I don't think so. When Lord left Ayodhya, he took everyone back to Godhead and he told me, you stay here. Is it? If Lord loved me, he would have taken me with him. I am not a great devotee. You go to the Pandavas. They are great devotees. So he went to the Pandavas. You are all great devotees. Yes, Lord was giving his association, but after the battle of Mahabharata, now he hardly comes here. He is with the Yadus. They are great devotees. Uddhava is a great devotee. So then Narad Muni goes to Uddhava. And Uddhava says, yes, I was also thinking I am a great devotee. But when I went to Vrindavan, I saw the love of the gopis. Then understood that I am not a great devotee. So this is from the, I told in very, in 3 minutes I told the 30 hours lecture of Brihad Bhagavatam. Because today I was very greedy to glorify. So what I wanted to show is that every devotee is thinking another devotee is great. Like in politics, every minister is thinking, I am great, vote for me, because he has done 100 murder, I have done 50, so I am better than because there is nothing good anybody has done. So, but here we find in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, every devotee is saying, another is great, and Sanatan Goswami is the best for humility. Let us close our eyes and in front of the Lord, let us pray today in helpless mood that we can get a drop of the qualities of Sanatan Goswami, especially Trinadapi Sunichena, Taruri Vaseshnana, humble in a blade of grass. And take shelter of the holy Nam, shelter of Vrindavan, Giriraj Govardhan, and attain pure bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. For the pleasure of Sanatan Goswami, let us chant it loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.